The past is the past. The future is coming. Are you ready to embrace where you are right now? Yep, we are too.
Welcome to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast, your weekly fix for all things mental health and wellness. I'm Brittany, the joke-cracking, detail-oriented friend who is always down the road when you need her. For the legal stuff, though, not the illegal stuff.
And I'm Germany, the loyal friend who keeps you laughing. I'm a ray of sunshine, and you can always find me on the dance floor. And not only are we besties, but we're your besties. You heard me right. It's homegirl vibes here.
Get ready for the girls to dish the real, the raw, and the fucking funny.
And listen, we may drag you, but it's always in love. Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back to the best podcast.
Yes. Hello.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, claiming it. It is what it is, baby.
And it ain't what it ain't.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back, y'all.
Yes, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. It's hot as hell in LA.
Girl, burning up.
Listen, my heart is like burning up. Mm-hmm. It's hot as hell.
It is. When I went outside to walk Chloe this morning, like, it's giving big Arizona energy. I know I was summoning summer, but damn.
Yeah, it's so hot.
Fall. Like, come on, fall.
Oh, you ready for fall?
The weather.
Yeah, it's been a hot pot in this bitch. I'm like, when I got into my vehicle,
hot pot,
like,
with a hot twat.
It's steamy out here. Yes. It really is. But hopefully the heat wave is coming to an end, or is this just summer?
There's no heat wave.
It's just a very hot summer. That's what they were saying. We were going to be in a hot summer.
They said this was going to be the hottest summer on record. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, it's hot. That's for sure. Yeah, hell yeah. 90s, you know.
Yeah, luckily it stays pretty cool in my place, though.
But that's another thing. I'm like, now here goes the electricity bill.
Yeah.
Because my air conditioning be on. We be leaving the fucking air on for Gatsby.
If it's not one thing, it's another. In the winter, it was the heat.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't want us to win. They don't want us to win. But yeah.
They don't. They going to figure out a way to get theirs.
Yeah.
They going to figure out a way to get theirs. That's blood. Sure. But yeah, other than the heat, though, you're okay.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling very positive, very optimistic. I'm feeling very light. My energy feels light to me.
I like that.
Yeah. What about you? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I can't complain. Although I have been emotional lately. I think I just been tapped into my emotions. Nothing's wrong with me.
Yeah.
I just be crying about stuff.
Okay.
So.
The season of release. We're in a season, her releasing era.
Yeah, I'm in my emotional era. I'm like, oh, girl.
Yeah.
But yeah. Other than that, you know. I'm good. God is good.
Listen, the girls are in good stride.
I can't complain. I know it's a gospel song that says that somewhere. I can't complain. There has to be.
I feel like you made it up because anytime you sing, it's always to that tune.
Hey, listen.
That melody.
It's a hymn.
It's always I'm
a hymnist.
It always starts with
Listen.
Fantasia Barino.
I learned it from someone. Growing up in a Baptist church.
You from a Baptist church?
I dipped in and out.
Okay. Toes in and out.
Okay, y'all. So we're in our goodie bag month, giving the girls what they want and what they need.
Heavy on the need.
And sometimes what we need. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I think this is our time to just go with the flow. Most times we curate our themes months in advance. And sometimes we have to take a pause and say, hey, what do we need right now?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on currently that's not premeditated?
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. And something that I think that has collectively been going on is that I've been seeing is, like, people feeling stuck or delayed. Mm-hmm. And we talk on Patreon each month on our monthly check-ins. And when we do those episodes, we get real vulnerable and we open up a little more. And I was saying a couple months back how I just felt really stuck and I felt defeated. And I just felt like things were happening at a slower pace for me in my life than they had been happening in the months prior. And it made me very uncomfortable. I'm in a very uncomfortable place. And I didn't know how to handle it. I was struggling with processing those feelings.
Yeah.
And so as Germany and I continue to talk, we were basically feeling like the same. for multiple reasons. The main reason, because we share a business. So if something's feeling like off for me, then more than likely it's feeling off for her, because nigga, we're both affected.
Yeah. And it's gang.
Right.
Yeah.
So we got to talking like girlfriends do. And we're like, you know, this is the season that we're in. And I'm like, seasons.
Which this isn't the first time that we are like learning about it and talking about seasons, and you're thinking about your life as a season is an old tale, you know,
it is.
It's common, but we have to constantly remind ourselves and bring it back to the forefront of our memory and our minds, because it's easy to get, number one, social media. That's what I'm gonna say. It's easy to get swept up and think that you're supposed to be in the same season as somebody else, or like watching what other people are doing and not realizing like I'm having my own personal unique experience here. So it's not gonna look like everybody else's.
Right.
But yeah, hell yeah.
Niggas, especially when you're around the same age, or you entered into the industry at the same time, or you know, the comparison is inevitable. And as much as we talk about breaking comparison and not doing it anymore,
and staying in your own lane and not taking and keeping your blinders
eyes on your own paper, it's an everyday practice to really implement the shit
and struggle. It's constant.
It's tough.
Yeah, but I want to share a fable, a tale of sorts, which will really help us understand how seasons in our life are, you know, work. So there was a wise king with four sons, right? He sent his first son out in the dead of winter, the peak of winter, to go visit a cherry tree. And the first son goes out, he comes back and reports to his father what he's seen, and he's like, "Dad, the tree is old, it's barren, it has no fruit, no flowers, no signs of life," right? The dad's like, "Okay, noted." So in the middle of spring, he sends his second son out, and he's like, "Go tell me what you see." The son comes back and he's like, the tree doesn't have any fruit, but there's tons of beautiful flowers. The bees and the butterflies are hovering over it, and they are feasting on the flowers that are there. It's a really beautiful sight, right? King's like, "Great, got it."
Right.
He sends the third son out in the middle of spring, middle of summer, pardon me. And the son is like, "Dad, there's cherries. The tree is very mature. The birds are enjoying the fruit. It's giving supple," right?
It's like, giving lit.
Exactly. Oh my goodness. And the dad's like, "Got it," you know? So he sends the youngest son out in fall. And he asks him, you know, "What did you see?" And the son is like, "There's no fruit, there's no flowers, but it's almost like a beautiful, peaceful painting. The leaves have all like started to turn red and orange, yellow. There's beautiful hues out there, and it's just very relaxing.
We love a fall landscape."
Exactly, a fall landscape. So the son is like, the dad is like, "What did you guys learn from this experience, seeing this tree, this same tree, throughout the year in different seasons?" And it's just to understand or remind us not to judge the tree, the whole circumstance, off the one season that it was in. Because imagine if you seen the tree in winter
and you just wrote it off like, there's nothing to do with that tree.
Right. That cherries would be there, that there would be fruit to eat just a few seasons later, you know? So you just have to understand that no matter what season that you're in, recognize that it's gonna change again. If you're in the winter, spring is coming. If you're in the spring, summer's coming. Fall, it's gonna be a cycle.
And when you're in the fall, winter gonna come.
Baby, don't forget that.
And
life
is
cyclical.
I often forget. Yeah. I don't know why I forget. For some reason, I'm the Lulu.
Yeah.
And I think that it's always gonna be spring, fall in my life, especially once, because you know why? I feel like seasons don't have like a time on them, and when it applies to our life, like if we look at the seasons as it applies to nature in the calendar year, it's like
you
have 3 month increments for each season. But when it comes to our lives, it doesn't work like that. We don't know how long each season is going to be. So when I reach that spring and that fall, I'm like, baby, it's my time, and I'm going to stay here. I've put in the work. I know. And this is where we stay. And then when I'm transitioned into another season, I'm like,
it's like a gut check.
It's like a fall from glory. It feels like a fall from glory.
What did I do to deserve? Then is what did it I do is. To deserve?
It's like, Lord, why are you not smiling on your daughter?
Yeah.
It's like I feel forgotten. Mm-hmm. I feel forgotten.
Don't though. He knows your name.
He knows my name.
He does.
But when I'm in that season, I'd be looking like, you. Who took me off of the roster?
Somebody took me off the roll call.
Who took me off the Scantron?
Right.
Who took me off?
So, I think it will be helpful to just understand the way we already know the way seasons work: spring, summer, fall, winter in nature. But understanding what personal seasons look like for us and what we might be experiencing in each season.
Yes.
So in the season of winter, we're likely experience some sadness, maybe some heartbreak, loneliness, sickness, you know, those moments of bouts of depression.
Yeah.
Those, you know, where you're just down and out. It's like, what does a bitch got to do to win? And then we have our season of spring, which is hope, new beginnings, opportunities, fresh ideas, perspective. You know, we start to feel that newness.
Yeah, we start to feel things start to turn around. Yeah. Like, okay.
You it's see getting a light. Late in the
you
midnight
see light
hour.
At the end of the tunnel.
Exactly.
You see light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes.
And then in the summer season, so here you see signs of growth. Mm-hmm. There may be an abundance of distractions, a lot of things around, because it's like it's giving hustle and bustle here. You may need some protection here. Because we're really, our feet have hit the ground. Yeah. I would say in the spring, in the summer season, it's like you saw the light at the end of the tunnel in the spring. And now things are starting to like be in motion in the summer.
Yeah.
And then in the fall, this is the season of bliss. This is successes and achievements. And once you start like getting deep into this season, you might also see some failures.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, for sure. This is gonna be where the rubber meets the road. Baby.
Because
what happened?
What comes after fall?
Winter again.
Winter.
Winter again.
What season would you say you're currently in right now?
Big winter. I mean, actually, I was in winter. I felt like I was in a winter, but now I've been feeling light, like I shared in the beginning of the show. And my energy is feeling more positive. And I feel like we're transitioning into a spring. I feel like we just turned the corner. When does spring usually happen?
March.
March something. I'm like first day of spring. First day out, T. Grizzly. It's like that. It's like it might still rain.
Yeah.
We haven't completely gotten into it. It's like that. The April showers bring May flowers.
Yeah.
I'm right there. What about you?
I feel like maybe, I've been feeling like I was in a winter season for sure. Mm-hmm. And I am feeling some hope. I'll say that I'm feeling the hopeful part of spring.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm feeling hopeful. Like, yes, I am. Hopeful.
Even our conversations have been more progressive and more positive, more glass half full. Like, oh, this is something else that we can do. This is something else that we can explore, you know, and not limiting ourselves. The new ideas are definitely pouring in.
Yes.
I feel like. And I'm like, yes, the girls have just that new energy where it's like, I feel inspired again and motivated again and ready to do whatever the next thing is.
I know. Because when I was really in the thick of winter, I just felt like completely defeated to the point where, because I'll make a circumstance my everything. I will. Mm-hmm. I will. That's my toxic trait. I was feeling like, fuck it. This may be the end.
Yeah, you always said come that around more, and say that. You'd be like,
I said that more than once. I'm like, you know why? Because I was like, maybe I also had the tendency, if I don't feel like I'm doing it the best or like, you know, at the highest potential, I feel like it's not even worth doing. And that's not true. That's not right to feel that way.
Because also,
but that's how I feel.
I know, but I feel like sometimes you're, again, basing all of the whole tree off the current season. It's like, girl, we're doing the best that we can do in this season.
I know.
We're doing the best that we can do in this season. And later on in the show, when we get into the tips and tricks, you'll understand that there's different things that you have to be doing in different seasons. It can't always be a www. Like, nigga, sometimes you got to just tell yourself off the field.
Yeah.
Get on the bench. Even LeBron don't play the whole game. A bar. You feel me? Like, yeah. You gotta go sit down, rest, recover, take a few swigs of water, then you get back in.
And that's
field.
What I'm saying. There's seasons in everything. There's seasons in sports.
Exactly.
It's an off season, it's an on season. So I don't know why I feel like the season of my life always has to be
on. Yeah.
It's not sustainable. It's not sustainable.
No, it's not realistic either.
it's not realistic. I mean, Beyonce, let's look at our queen, right? It's like she takes however much time she needs to really get in her bag, get the music, collab with the Dream, drop some hot shit. Then we get to consume the music. Then she goes on tour. You know, it's like a process. It's a process. So how do you personally handle uncomfortable seasons?
Not good.
Yeah.
I find ways to try to escape the season, make it shorter than I want it to be.
Which is not possible.
It's not, but I do it. I do it. And in the end, I end up fucking myself from the front and the back because I often can prolong the season. You can't shorten them, but I do think you can prolong them.
Like,
you can make them longer than they need to be by not just accepting where you're at in that moment and navigating through it. Like I said, I'm not good with discomfort. I'm not good with it. I'm like, oh, hell no. Let's hurry up and get out of this. Let's go entertain something I shouldn't be entertaining. Let's practice, participate in some escapism, some distractions, because I don't want to be in this season thinking that I'm helping myself when I'm doing the opposite. So that's how I do escape. I practice escapism. Up until recently, something came over me that made me say, there is nothing for you to do right now.
Right.
I felt mature.
The Spirit of the Lord
I felt mature in that moment. I felt mature when I had that realization, because I've never felt like that before. Usually I would feel like you need to be doing something, but I was like, there's nothing for you to do.
That's the big manifesting generator energy. Baby, the way I want to rap, listen. Let me kick my feet up in this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Projectors unite.
How do you handle your uncomfortable seasons?
I feel like I will sink into a, like a little mini depression, a little mini defeat as well, and just kind of be like, damn, this really sucks. I'll kind of give up, wave my white flag. But I feel like my toxic trait is thinking that I should keep eating off the harvest, off the seeds that were planted many, many years ago.
Yes.
You know, it's kind of like, I already did this. I've already invested. I'm a master.
I've
at
mastered
this point.
Something.
I'm a pro.
Yeah.
Why do I got to keep doing the shit that the interns are doing? It's like that. You know what I mean? Like, I've sown the seeds.
Yeah.
I've watered them.
Right.
The plant has grown. Now, why do we got to tend to this shit every year and do the same thing over and over?
You don't be wanting to get back in the field.
I don't be wanting to get back in the field. I'm like, we did that thing already.
But the thing is, you did do it already. But when you get back in that field, it's not going to be like the first time when you were out there sowing seeds. You know what I'm saying? You're coming to the field with more insight, more knowledge. You
more
know just how much water to put there.
Yeah.
Put on that seed. So you might reap that harvest a little quicker this time. It might not take all those years that it took to reap the first harvest, but we don't even be wanting to get back in.
No.
We drag our feet.
I literally just want to keep going back to the plant and pulling the cherries off. That's what I want to do. I'm like, we got to stay right here in this moment. Keep bringing fruit. Keep bearing fruit tree when it's just not realistic. It's not practical. But yeah, that is true. Like, I don't want to do a new thing. I hate that.
I know.
I'm like, dang, we got to do it again.
Right, we got to do something different. And it's like, yes, you do.
I know.
You do have to do it again.
Yeah.
You do. Okay, so that's how we handle the uncomfortable ones. But what do you feel like is a way that you've handled one of your seasons well? Like, you can look back on your life and be like, I did that shit. I did it.
I feel like there's a few times, like, personally, grad school. Like, I feel like after that was done, I'm like, I ate that. I like, bitch, what? I ate it. It's done.
No crumbs. You felt like you moved through it with grace.
Yeah, I feel like I was like, I felt accomplished. I didn't have any, like, too many setbacks. It was just kind of like consistent. Boom, 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 boom. I didn't feel too overwhelmed or stressed during grad school, which is great. I think from a business standpoint, initially being recognized and like signing our Spotify contract and like really embracing the success that we had and going to New York for our billboard, like that was something that we never did. And typically when we have a win, we'll just take it, you know, put it on the shelf and then keep pushing, like keep doing what it is that we're doing, the day-to-day stuff. But I really think that we were really great about acknowledging how much work we put in, how far we had came, and celebrating ourselves and, you know, sharing the good news with our family. Because sometimes it just stays between Brittany and I.
It does. It'd be like, a couple of text messages and then like, what's next? I will agree with that one. I feel like we handled that summer really well. which some people may think is easier to handle.
That was getting a fall.
That was a fall. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some people may think that it's easier to handle, but I will say that sometimes I'll be in the middle of fall and not embrace it because I'm already hyper fixated on what's next.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I do that a lot, but I feel like in that time, I agree with everything you said. We really went all out, and in hindsight, I'm so happy that we did, mm-hmm. because there is a next season after that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I wanted to savor all of that because it was a big deal.
It was a big deal. And I think that additionally, we even rose to the occasion and the demands of what was being required from us at that point. It was like we had gone from being this independent podcast, doing everything on our own terms, to now having multiple meetings with multiple different entities and like showing up, having to reformat the show, just, you know, really a level of professionalism that was required from us. We ate it.
Yeah.
We rose to the occasion. It was like, oh yeah, this is what we do. I think it pulled something else out of us, you know, and lessons and things that we are able to take into the next seasons. So.
Yes.
The girls ate that up.
We did. I want to get better at eating up the.
Oh.
I want to get better at eating up the.
The winter?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because winter be eating me up. I'm like, hold on. Why you got
it's giving White Walker.
Why you got me in your belly? me in your belly? And I had listened to this sermon from Sarah Jakes Roberts talking about loving your life.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that loving your life is not always hard, but we have to love our life no matter what season we're in, you know? And I want to find ways to love my life regardless of if
I'm in it. Did she say it's not always hard or it's not always easy?
I mean, sorry, it's not always easy.
I'm like, okay, maybe it's not.
It is. It is. She said that it's not always easy.
I thought she was giving us a mind.
I'm sorry. She said that it's not always easy. She didn't want to paint the picture that it was easy.
Yeah.
But we do have to find the little glimmers of hope.
Mm-hmm.
They're there somewhere. And I know that some of the winters are colder than others. The coldest winter ever.
Yeah.
I'm not dumbing that down at all. But there's glimmers of hope all the time. So finding them. Because, baby, whew. I'll be getting my ass beat.
Like us all. Whooping. Okay, y'all. So, we are going to take a quick little break. And you know we're going to come right back because we have tools for your toolkit. You don't want to miss this part.
You don't.
Stay tuned. Hey, Bookies. We got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR has got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure, absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story, but now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling. But with them presenting Black Stories, Black Truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for?
Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right. No fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your SpotMe limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details. Okay, y'all, before we get into our tools, we got to make sure y'all already have a few tools in your toolbox. Number one being, I hope you are following the show and you have hit that bell and you have left your rating and a review if you really call yourself family. If you call yourself family, you want a shirt. from family reunion.
Yeah.
Those, we're checking that, the list of those things.
Yeah. Also, make sure you're engaging with the episode. If you really enjoyed it, let us know what you liked about the show. Send it to your homegirls. Like, come on, y'all. This show has grown organically via word of mouth because of you. It's not because of us. It's because of y'all. Because you find value in the show. You find value in the content. It resonates with you. It's relatable. So I'm sure that you have someone in your circle who has not heard about the Black Girl Bravado. You need to put them on. That is your assignment this week. Put somebody onto the BGB. Okay. Mm-hmm. Each one teach one.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you could do, if you already have done all of the previously mentioned assignments, you've already rated. You've already followed.
Right.
You've already left your engaged with the show. You've sent it in your group chat. Now it's time to get your ass over to Patreon.
It's time to do some bonus work. You know that little extra work to make sure you pass the course.
Yeah. Join us over on Patreon, a homegirl hangout. It's our exclusive membership community where we give you more of what you already love. There's affirmations. There's our check-ins, like we mentioned, where we can just be really vulnerable with our girls over there because they hold such a special place in our heart.
Yes.
And there's just a lot going on. Our book club, our meetups, just everything.
There is. Speaking of meetups, we have one coming up.
Mm-hmm.
August 19th. That is a Saturday, 1 p.m. at Holmby Park. We are back in the park with it.
Yes.
We had such a good time at our last Bring Your Own Everything gathering. And so we want to do it again. So if you're in L.A. and you're free, pull up, bring a homegirl, or come by yourself. Last time, most of the girls came by themselves.
Yeah.
And we had us a good black time.
Yeah. I want to see y'all out there. The link to register will be in the show notes.
Yes.
Just let us know you're pulling up. Real simple.
That's it.
All right. So it is time to transition to our next segment, Tools for Your Toolkit, baby. Let's get into some solutions because we need to understand how to really navigate these various seasons in our personal life.
We do.
So winter, y'all. Winter is meant for resting, preparing, learning. This is where you need to be sitting your ass down. This is
something
where you need
that's
to be
so hard
down.
For me.
Yeah, I know.
It's hard for me.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's really hard for me because, you know, I have a lot of energy. I have a lot of drive.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm being sat down, I feel helpless.
And, you know, there's something to that. So in winter, it might look like difficult, out of control. There's a few different feelings, hopeless. But when you get into your winter season, you have to ask yourself one question. Am I prepared or am I not?
Prepare for the winter?
Prepared, right. If you prepared for the winter, if you've prepared and really done your diligence, then you can sit down and rest in peace.
Mm.
If you have not prepared and you prepared to, then you've prepared to fail.
So
now you're sitting down, restless, not feeling good, not understanding why, what went wrong. You feel me?
So it's the mindset of, if I'm prepared, it's like I already knew this season was going
to
come.
Yes. And I've already done what I needed to do. I've already sown the seed. I'm already ready to get back out there. It's winter. You feel me? Like I'm prepared for the
next season.
I know
what winter entails.
Mm-hmm.
I know what winter entails. Yes. I feel you on that. It's just that sometimes it sneaks up on us, you know?
It does.
Because life's, and it's not like, you know, we have a calendar of like, mm-hmm. you know, winter's coming. Sometimes it sneaks up on me. And initially I'm like, now what?
Right.
You know, I wasn't expecting you.
And I know that we specifically, like here at between us and the pod, we have really high expectations of ourselves because although we were feeling really down, it's kind of like, but do we need to feel down? We've been really grinding, working hard, putting out fucking content week after motherfucking week, no fucking days off. And if we do take a day off, y'all don't know
because right.
we posted content and it's just consistency around here. So it's like the girls are prepared to rest.
Right.
The girls are prepared to take a seat and be like, what can we reevaluate? How do we want to go into next spring? What crops do we want to plant? Let's go to Home Depot, get our seeds.
Right.
We're in a season of like, let's get, you know, we can do that. So it's about shifting our mind and allowing ourselves to rest.
It is about
taking
that.
Our rest.
It is about because
the upcoming seasons, it's not going to be no rest. It's going to be go, 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 go.
And then we're going to complain about being go, go, go.
And
go,
tired.
Go. Right.
Now we burnt out because guess what? You didn't rest when you had the opportunity.
You know?
You didn't rest.
And I've been accepting that. I've been leaning more into that rest. But, you know, it's because I'm so hard on myself. Today I was talking to Kayla and I was telling her that one of our homegirls, she is looking so phenomenal. She's been working really hard on her fitness mm-hmm. and like, you know, just looking amazing. And I told her every time she posts a picture, I'm like, oh my God, girl, yes. And Kayla was like, yeah, I agree. And then I was like, I need to really get my shit together. And then Kayla said, Brittany, what's not together?
Right.
And I was like, you always gather me. It's not that nothing's not together. And she was like, you have really high expectations and you're really hard on yourself. You need to be proud of yourself. And I'm like, you're right. You're absolutely fucking right.
It is true. I know this damn girl. I'm like, honey.
Like, she was like, what's not together? I'm like,
what do you feel like is not together?
I told her that when she said that, I was like, you know what? It's not that nothing's not together. It's not that my shit's not together. It's just that I have bigger goals for myself that I haven't reached yet. Mm-hmm. And I need to work on my patience. That's the thing with these damn seasons. There's no time limit on them.
Yeah.
I don't know how long the season that I'm in, that I'm going to be in the season that I'm in. I just know that I don't want to be in it.
I know. Take a seat.
And it runs me down.
Take a seat and take a number.
It runs. I do.
It's like being at the DMV. You just got to wait on them to call your number.
Exactly.
You got to go into the DMV with a mindset of, it might be some
time.
Yeah, I got time. You can't go on your lunch break.
I got time today, cuz.
Exactly. It's like, I got to just go in and take whatever I'm, you know, however it happens. But the solution and the remedy
to
working through your winter and maximizing your winter is develop your skills, learn a new skill, right? Connect with your mentors or find a mentor, mm-hmm. read some books, you know, reflect on your craft, invest in courses to help you along so that you can prepare.
Yes.
That's what you got to do. And if you are looking around like, I'm not getting what I need to do, this is the time to really reflect on the lessons that you learn and say, I don't want to make the same mistakes that I made last year, last harvest. So what can I do differently? This is your season of preparation.
Yes.
Laying the foundation so you can get out there in the spring and eat.
That part. Yes. And we can't waste away moping and putting all our energy into just saying, I'm so tired of being here. Oh, I want to be out of this season.
Yeah.
Let's turn it around for good.
Yeah. And that's what I feel like. That's where I feel like we are right now. Right. It's like recognizing, OK, we're here in the winter. We're sitting down. But like, what could we do differently? What would need to shift next year? Or what are some plans? We're already preparing for next year, the retreat, like new ideas. And like, you know, how can we continue to bring y'all amazing content and community? And like, we're in that bag.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And we needed that rest. I mean, you were fucking hospitalized for a week.
I was.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you were literally probably from a combination of things. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? The body just breaking down from being on go, 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 coming off tour, planning that retreat, transitioning to being on a network. Like, we needed to rest.
We did. And the girls are always working. I'm not even lying. We still work a 9-to-5, y'all.
A demanding. We still two demanding 9-to-5.
Jobs, okay? And we have to pull up. And not be outside. Right. And we have socialized. Not complaining at all, but just really acknowledging like all of the energy that goes into everything it is that we're doing. It's like we're pouring into a bunch of cups at once. Mm-hmm. All of the cups.
At a high level.
So
spring.
Well, I want to say one thing.
Oh, please do.
Remembering your winter. This is how you're preparing to succeed in the other seasons. So preparation is key. You have to. Preparing. What is that saying?
Preparation.
Failing to prepare is preparing to fail.
That part.
So you could decide how you want to move through the seasons. Are you going to get in your bag or are you going to be bagless? Are you going to be in a potato sack? One of the two. Okay.
Listen.
What are you doing?
I want to be in a bag.
Exactly.
I definitely want to be in a bag. So now we're in spring. So spring is meant for moving into action. Mm-hmm. We're taking new risks. We're being presented with new opportunities. This is where we got that energy.
Yeah.
The new energy. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, you know, the butterfly, the birds are chirping. Mm-hmm. I hear the birds are chirping. You see the sun start coming up. It's energy. We're meeting new people. We're fostering new connections. We have new jobs or career opportunities for lots of things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fresh ideas are pouring in. Different
perspectives. You might be wanting to start a new business. entrepreneurship endeavors. There's so much that is happening because, again, all those ideas that were brewing, the foundation, are coming to life now in the spring.
It's yes.
Like, let's make them happen.
And we're taking risks.
Yeah.
We're taking risks. The things that we were sitting and ideating and meditating mm-hmm. over in the winter, when the spring comes, we're like, okay, let's test some of this out.
Yeah.
We're taking the risk. The opportunities equal some risk.
And the opportunities don't come unless you're willing to take a risk. That's just that. You can't have one without the other, babes. You can't have a successful business if you don't take the risk and start the business.
Yeah.
You can't have a successful podcast if you don't take the risk and start the pod.
Listen.
Let your voice be heard. And I feel like we're learning that. It's like, okay, all the things that we're uncomfortable with feels risky to us. Showing up on social is risky to us. It might not be risky to y'all, but it's risky to these
Anything
girls.
That we're not used to doing, that we haven't done, that we don't feel, I guess,
yeah,
natural.
Yeah, comfortable in.
It's risky, but we have to maximize that spring.
Listen.
And maximizing the spring looks like moving. We're not being over analytical, critical. We have already spent our time
mm-hmm.
in our previous season.
Yeah.
Coming up with these plans.
Making the
now
plans.
Now it's time to act on them.
Yes.
We don't want to waste this season away, still sitting there second guessing ourselves, like, should we?
Mm-hmm. And you know, the thing about that is collective consciousness is real.
It is.
Anytime you have an idea, y'all, you look up, and if you have not acted on your idea, somebody else is acting on their idea. It's like if God, spirit, whatever you use, gives you some sort of insight and some innovative idea, move on it.
Move.
Because if you don't move on it, he's going to give it to somebody else for them to move on it.
Move. Or you just going to be like, dang,
that was my idea.
No, but you didn't move.
Yeah.
So we have to do
this. Want to do.
Yes. And so also remember in the spring that we are working hard, but we're also managing our need for instant gratification. Mm-hmm. Although the energy is flowing and we're moving and we're putting these plans into place, that doesn't mean we're going to see the fruits of our labor immediately.
Yeah. And that's where we get fucked up.
Yes. The reward doesn't come here. The reward comes in the fall. The real reward.
Yeah.
You know, we just putting our nose to the ground.
There's so many people who have been doing things for 5 years. I see. What was that? Ice Cube was like, you ain't ready to work on something for 5 years and not get a damn dime. Before you start seeing
that happen with us. How long were we doing this podcast before we
seen 5 years?
No, we seen a dime before 5 years.
I thought you meant the big dimes.
We were seeing
the multiple dimes.
Some pennies. Some nickels.
No, we were seeing some nickels. It was
giving
nickels.
Yeah, we were seeing some nickels.
Probably like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, probably
2 or 3 years.
And that's what I'm saying. When I think back on like our journey with the podcast, we were really navigating through the seasons with a little bit more grace. Like we were doing this for no
Love.
Money. Yeah, we were doing this for no money for a good while.
Mm-hmm.
But we had faith that something more was going to come from it. And we just kept working. We kept pushing ourselves. We kept being innovative. We would sit and have these long meetings and phone calls and ideate all the things that we wanted to see. And now, you know what? I saw something today. This lady, she said, take a moment, and I know we've seen this a lot, but it really hit me today. She said, take a moment and realize that you are living in an answered prayer right now.
Yeah.
And we really are. Like, a lot of the, pretty much everything that we prayed for came to be, but sometimes we're not appreciating it and mm-hmm. showing gratitude for it because we're ready for our other prayers to manifest.
Right. The new prayers. The prayers that we done prayed in the midst of getting these things.
But no, we're living in the answered prayer. And when it's time for the other prayers to manifest, then we'll be living in those.
Right.
But right now, we are living in an answered prayer.
We are. Prayers have been answered. See, he's smiling.
He's smiling. It's like, how dare you think I'm looking down? How dare you think I don't know your name?
Right.
Are you crazy?
Are you stupid or are you dumb? Imagine him saying
right.
that.
Are you probably be looking at me like that. Because we be looking at each other like that meme. The P. Diddy meme. Like,
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So summer, y'all. Summer is meant for pouring into your goals, really investing in your, you know, your vision is becoming more and more clear. That's what's happening in the summer. And that's why we feel like that's where the distractions come from. Because you're giving your consistent effort. You're taking inventory of your good and bad habits. You're pulling up those weeds and you're changing things in real time. So because you're so clear on your goals, you've doubled down on what it is that you want. You're starting to see a little momentum and progress. It's like, oh, wait, I remember, sidebar, when we first started this podcast, obviously nobody knew who the fuck it was. Nobody knew what the fuck it was. We shared it with our sorors, a few homegirls, and we were getting like 10, 12 downloads a week. And we were like, girl, it's lit. Then we transitioned and we started getting 50 downloads a week, whatever it was. Once we were at the like 1,000 mark download, it's easy to be like, this is what we've been working for. We're getting 20, 30, 40,000 downloads, 50,000 downloads a week. This is amazing, right? Y'all, this is not the time to let up. Mm-mm. That's not the end goal. Mm-mm. That's the thing with figuring out what are the distractions, keeping your head down, continuing to work, enjoying your season, taking pride in the progress, but not letting up off the end goal. Because this is not the final, summer's not the final step.
It's not.
It starts to look good. You know, you got the cherry blossoms on the tree and the bees
you can
are around.
Back.
Exactly. But you can't take your foot off the motherfucking gas.
You can't.
So,
honey, and I will get distracted by summer.
Of course, but we have to remember that the fruit is coming in the fall.
Yes.
You're going to stop short of the goal and we ain't even going to get what it is that we really came here for. What did Denzel say? I'm leaving here with something. Remember he said?
Training day.
No, God damn, she kills me.
John Q?
No. It was like a random little interview and he was like, oh, I'm leaving here with something. But it doesn't matter. Y'all know. I'll show it to her after.
Right.
So, maximizing your summer looks like not getting lazy, because you know that's what we'll do. We will kick our feet up and be like, girl,
yes,
that thing is moving. That thing is making money by itself, right? It's giving passive. We just sitting here putting the content out.
Not looking to grow. Not looking to grow.
This has happened to us before.
Oh, where it happens. I feel like it's happened a couple of times.
It's happened before because we'll get comfortable in whatever content that we're putting out. And sometimes, you know, we'll get real, real slick on it. Like, and then the episode don't hit the way it's supposed to hit. And it's like, dang, we're going to take an L. Mm-hmm. We can't do that. So we got to tighten up. Also, it looks like sacrificing your small pleasures, the quick pleasures, for the long term happiness. Maybe you do got to lock in and put a meeting on the calendar every week or every month.
Yeah.
Maybe you do got to plan your content out so that you make sure that it's up. You know, maybe you do got to not go out.
Maybe you do got to cut it off with the situationship so that you can get the actual relationship that you want.
Maybe you do got to leave that job you're not really happy at so you can work for yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's not everybody's story. But, you know, maybe you do got to start flooding the market with your resume.
Yeah.
And working a little bit, working on your 5 to 9. What is that? Leaving your 9 to 5 and working on your 5 to 9. Ooh, there's so many things, you know. It's just making the sacrifice so that we get what it is that we want in the end. So, yeah. That's the summer, babes.
And then we arrive in the fall.
Listen.
I feel like in my mind, fall wasn't this, but... it makes sense. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So fall is meant for reaping your success or accepting your failure.
Listen.
You know?
Yeah.
This is a moment of truth. Mm-hmm. Did it give execution? Did it give, okay, you know?
We ate that.
Or did it give excuse?
It ate me. What happened?
What's it giving? What is it giving here? You mm-hmm. pick a side. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something. The execution or excuse is based off of how you handled it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It comes down, goes all the way back to winter, babe. What did you do to prepare? Was the foundation ever laid? Were the weeds ever pulled up? Did you ever go tend to the seeds? Were you ever out there in the, like, plowing?
Were you doing the work?
Were you doing the work?
Were you just complaining?
Because then how you look up thinking you're supposed to get what they got over there and they were actually in the field. They were actually doing what the fuck they needed to do.
Yeah.
They were out when the sun was rising while you had your ass asleep. You see? That's another thing.
That's the thing.
We be so busy comparing and not even looking at, am I doing what I need to be doing to get what they getting?
To get anything.
To get what
it's like all of the energy goes into looking at what other people have instead of worrying about what we can do for self. And that could look like anything. It can look like doing the work mentally. Mm-hmm.
Emotionally,
it can look like taking a detox because maybe you don't need to look at nothing right now.
Right. Maybe you close your eyes.
Just look inward.
Yeah.
Look inward.
Yeah.
What do I have to do right now with me so that I can actually, I'll tell you, winter would do that to you. It would really have you looking in the mirror, like rapping like Issa Rae, like what is going on with me? I'm so sick of my winters looking like this. Mm-hmm. I get it. We do have winters, but sometimes they hit different.
Yeah.
But the way we can maximize our fall, That looks like taking responsibility for your results, celebrating your success with your people. Mm-hmm. You know, really, really giving it up for yourself, not looking to transition to the next so quickly, but just take your time, share your good news. Yeah, scream it from the mountaintops. You know what? Right. You deserve to scream it from the mountaintops. And sometimes it looks like taking your L, dealing with the disappointment that, you know what?
It didn't work. I didn't do what I needed to do.
I didn't do what I needed to do. And when you take that L, turn it into a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Don't repeat it.
Right.
Take that lesson and say, you know what? I already know what I got to do differently because I'm going to be back here.
Yeah.
And it's my responsibility to turn it around.
Yeah.
Turn it around.
To get ready for your winter. To lay some new groundwork, new foundation, babes.
You know, I saw this post today that really moved me because I think a big part of this season's shit is the timelines and the way that she put this together. She put these words together. Sometimes people put the words together better than I can.
Yeah.
And I like what she said.
It's their ministry.
She says, what's even more complicated now is that the timelines we all believed in, the ones we were taught, are broken. And honestly, that's a great thing. Those timelines were false anyway. But if you're like me, it was embedded deep within your mind. And so sometimes you might feel those feelings coming up, comparing yourself, feeling lost, not knowing what the next step is. Basically, she was explaining the reason why we struggle with going through these seasons and just navigating through life in these transitions is because we had these timelines that were embedded in us,
yeah.
But the timelines are broken.
Yeah.
And we try to overcome them, but there's be little things that come up where we're like, fuck,
yeah.
I'm not on my timeline, I'm off.
Mm-hmm.
We really have to work hard to be like, no.
There is no timeline. Time is a construct. It is a construct. Maybe if I didn't learn nothing else, I learned
it. Is, and we honestly get to do our own thing. There's no way possible for us to all be on the timeline. The timeline stopped at school. You know?
The timeline stops on Instagram. We ain't even all on the same timeline there, y'all. I be seeing stuff for 4 days ago. I'm like, okay, we're all not on the same timeline.
We're not.
That'll tell you right there. I be seeing shit people posted back in June. I see Mama Tina posting Blue Ivy, and I'm like, oh, this is cute. She ate down. I look at the date. I'm like, June 13th? What am I seeing some shit from June 13th here today?
I know.
This don't make no sense. If you ain't never thought about
timelines. We got to free yourself, though, because we'll be like, when's my time, day? And we'll get to doing the math. We'll pull out a mental calculator quick. They only been together for 2 years.
Physical.
They already being married.
I'll be pulling out my planner.
He already proposed. And like,
girl.
Meanwhile, where's my king?
Where are you? I be looking at my king in his face.
King.
What's going on, king? Shit, you got a queen in front of you, boy.
Listen, well, baby, I could meet somebody tomorrow and be married in 3 months.
And you know, Carmen said it don't take a whole day to recognize sunshine.
He did say it.
That's what he said.
Some people be having them sun and shades on.
Take them off around me.
Spooky.
Take them off around
me. Make sure
me.
You can see what's in front
see
of you.
See me. I see you.
Period. Okay, y'all. So ultimately, we hope that y'all understand that life has seasons, and we hope that this information can help you navigate those seasons a little bit better. It's a process. Mm-hmm. We got you. We feel you.
And more importantly, you got you. Okay, girl. Hold it down. POP, hold it down.
Yes. So we are going to be right back with our next and final segment right after this.
Okay, girly pops, so we've come to the end of the road, babes. It's time to pick up your pen.
We're dropping a gem.
So this is the segment where we get to share the content that checked us, wrecked us, inspires us, helping us move through life. Okay, so this week our gem is a book by Pastor, or is it Reverend or Pastor? Bishop. Okay, Bishop.
Is that the highest?
Yeah, that's when you're over many churches.
Mm.
Or the many churches.
What's a reverend?
Low on the totem pole.
And then you're a pastor.
Girl, I don't know.
Okay. There's a hierarchy.
Let's stop.
Well.
But this is maximizing the moment.
Yes, this book, Maximize the Moment, God's Action Plan for Your Life. I feel like it broke down the concept of seasons so well. Because we know that seasons is often presented in a biblical way.
Yeah.
It is. But this gathered me. This really gathered me. And I think it's a good read for anybody who just wants to get some more tools to navigate through life, you know, a reminder. So
we will link that, Jim. This is a great read for you.
It is. We'll have it down in that in those show notes.
Yes, it'll be good.
Yes.
So I think that's it. I really enjoyed this conversation.
Me too, y'all. And we will see you all next week.
Yeah. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.